Blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Matthew 26, verse 26 to 30. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 30. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. My theme for reflection is a feast of grace and communion. A feast of grace and communion. In Matthew 26:26 to 30, Jesus gathers his disciples for a final Passover meal, but he transforms this ancient celebration into something new and eternal, the Lord's Supper. The bread and wine, common elements of the Passover, become symbols of his body and blood, signifying the new covenant he establishes through his death. This moment was not just a farewell meal. It was the institution of a sacred act that would be remembered and practiced by believers throughout history. Jesus said, "Take, eat, this is my body, and drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant." In these simple words, he revealed a profound truth. Through his sacrifice, humanity is reconciled with God. The Lord's Supper is a living reminder of Christ's death and the forgiveness it brings. Like the Passover, which recalled Israel's deliverance from Egypt, the Lord's Supper reminds us of our deliverance from sin through Christ's death. But more than a memorial, it is also a proclamation of our faith in his atoning sacrifice and a foretaste of the heavenly banquet we will one day share with him. As philosopher Soren Kierkegaard reflected, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. The Lord's Supper invites us to look back on Christ's death and forward to his return, encouraging us to live faithfully in the present. My dear friends, in today's fast-paced world, rituals can often feel routine, and the sacredness of the Lord's Supper can be overlooked. But this meal is more than a mere tradition. It is a powerful means of grace. When we gather around the Lord's table, we are reminded that we belong to a community of believers, united by Christ's sacrifice. It is a time of reflection, humility, and gratitude as we acknowledge our need for God's forgiveness and celebrate the love he poured out through Jesus Christ. The Lord's Supper also serves as a moment of deep communion, not just with Christ, but with each other. In a society often marked by division, the Supper reminds us that we are one body, called to love and serve one another. As we partake in the bread and cup, we are nourished spiritually, just as bread nourishes the body. This sacrament feeds our souls, assuring us that we are forgiven, loved, and connected to the wider body of Christ. As N.T. Wright explains, when Jesus wanted to explain what his death was all about, he did not give a theory, he gave a meal. The Lord's Supper is not about theological debates or doctrines alone. It is an intimate, tangible experience of grace that speaks to our hearts in ways words cannot. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does participating in the Lord's Supper help you deepen your relationship with Christ and your fellow believers? Number two, are there areas of your life where you need to reflect more on the sacrifice of Jesus and the grace he offers through his death? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son who gave his body and blood for our salvation. As we gather around your table often for communion, help us to remember his sacrifice with reverence and gratitude. Teach us to live in communion with you and with one another, bound by the love you have shown us through Christ. May this sacred meal always strengthen our faith, renew our spirits, and fill us with hope as we look forward to the day we will share in your heavenly banquet. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and